visiting with Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you fell to NEK last night, 51-34. That's a team you saw earlier in the year. Did you guys do anything different against them? I know a homeschool team is kind of different to go up against.
Yeah, and the score ended up being a 17-point game, but it was a lot closer than what the score says. It was 34-30 going into the fourth quarter. We were down four, and we were able to cut it to one. And then kind of we just weren't able to get enough stops. And that kind of was the difference in the game. And, they had a really good girl who kind of hurt us, and she knocked down a couple threes, and they went on a run, and it got away from us. And, you know, it comes back to what we've kind of been preaching here the last second half of the season is, you know, consistency in some areas. And, oh, we had a great third quarter, and we were getting stops and getting good looks on offense. And then in the fourth quarter, the wheels kind of fell off. But I was proud of the girls. We were down nine at halftime, and we were able to cut it to one. And we gave ourselves a chance, you know. That hasn't always been the case this year, is where we've given ourselves a chance to get in the fourth quarter and win. And we were able to give ourselves a chance last night, and we, you know, it just got away from us. And, you know, we're still working on the consistency part on, you know, whether it's taking care of the ball, whether it's getting stops, whether it's boxing out and rebounding or finishing, you know, shots around the rim. Just consistency is what we're striving for, and we're still trying to make progress in that area.
So what does it mean that you want to continue to see some growth here with the regular season, you know, concluding here at the end of the week? I know sub-states for 1A D1 will be announced hopefully tomorrow. That's when it's scheduled to be, because sub-state begins Monday for you guys.
Well, I think especially for our team with only one senior, growth and progress, you know, you want to see it every day and then, you know, get some momentum going in the off season, with returning most everybody. We'll be graduating Joslyn, and Joslyn has had a big impact for us this year. However, you know, we're going to be returning the majority, and we're going to be getting some girls that have been injured for us back next year. And so you want to see growth and development. And we've had our moments this year where we've looked really solid, and we've had our moments where we've looked, you know, at times where we lack experience or those type of things, lack consistency. And so, you know, growth and progress in those areas are super important for the immediate future and the long-term future. And that's kind of what we've been trying to preach to the girls in practice. And the girls have, you know, maintained a positive outlook for the most part, I'd say. And we haven't had attendance issues at practice. They come to practice. They do what we're trying to ask them to do. And so I appreciate the girls. We're down to nine, which is a few more girls than we had at LCL tournament. So we've gotten a few girls back. But, you know, you just got to take it one day at a time. But anytime you can, you know, growth and progress, which I think we're seeing. We definitely are seeing. I thought last night, you know, JD and varsity girls showed, you know, some progress. So I think that holds value now for our next game and for next season as well. So it's always important and something we're striving for.
Visiting with Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And I know you got West Franklin scheduled on Friday, and you were scheduled to play Mission Valley tonight, but that's not happening due to the winter weather. You guys trying to make up that game with Mission Valley?
I don't think with the way Substate is Monday, I don't think we were able to figure out a date to make that work.
Okay, so
we won't be making that up.
So West Franklin on the docket coming up on Friday for you guys. And what would it mean for your team to get a win and get some confidence heading in the sub-state? Because, you know, that would be nice.
Well, yeah, anytime you can get a win, then you want to build momentum off it. And, you know, and Friday night's our senior night. We'll be sending two seniors, manager Kara Ross and senior Jocelyn Simmons, off. And we'd love to get a victory on senior night on their last home game. And Jocelyn has had a fantastic career for us. I think she's over 110 career 3-point field goals made, and has played in a lot of big games for our program in her 4 years. And she was a freshman sitting on the bench at the state tournament, you know, watching her big sister. And then she's had a good career herself. So if we could send her off with a win, that'd be great. And then obviously for our team, you know, that would be good momentum heading into Monday. Wherever we go Monday, I think it's a winnable game. It's an opportunity to everybody starts off 0-0 and kind of hit the reset button and make one last final push. Every time we go out, we want to try to win and get better and those type of things. And Friday night on senior night would be a big one, certainly.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday with West Franklin, and best of luck coming up in Substate on Monday. We'll know tomorrow where the Lady Bearcats go, and we'll catch up with you again one more time in 2 weeks.
All right, thanks for having me. All gas, no breaks.
That is Burlingame Girls Basketball Coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and XSEC Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.